Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Bex, you have to believe me. But he said I would never.
It's okay.
No, Bex, you have to know that I love.
God, you two can really go on, can't you? Oh, don't look so surprised, Bex. I did warn you. I prefer to play with my food.
Hey, all you ghouls, geeks, and scream queens. Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Screams. I'm your host, Jocelyn Mathers, and tonight I am joined by the brilliant mind of Warren Young.
Oh, stop it, Jocelyn. You look lovely tonight, by the way.
Well, thank you, Warren. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
That was quite an episode.
I'm glad you thought so.
The Twitterverse is going crazy. I'm sure you've seen that you're already trending.
Oh, to be honest, I try to stay away from all that.
I don't think you'll be able to stay away from this one. Hashtag YugBlood is the number 3 trending topic nationwide.
Really?
Highest bloodlines has ever been, and on a release night, no less.
Most people wait for the episode to hit streaming before jumping in. They're trying to avoid spoilers and, well, cable bills.
Not tonight. Looks like millions of our little young blooders are drinking their fill in real time.
That's amazing. Thank you, guys. I hope you liked the episode.
I think it's safe to say this has been one to remember. Now, I hear you had a visitor on set during filming last month.
We sure did.
And how was that?
It was a real treat. There was nothing quite like getting to meet the minds of tomorrow. And, Kat, if you're watching, and I'm sure you are, I hope you enjoyed the episode even more the second time around.
Well, isn't that sweet? Now, Warren, you've been writing this show for 5 years. After all that time, you're still able to deliver a twist like this. Tell us, where does your inspiration come from?
That's a great question, Jocelyn. Thank you so much for asking. Writing, real writing, is all about knowing your truth. You know a story is good when you've got all the details tucked away in your brain. Details you'll never even use, but they inform your decisions nonetheless. Like Bex's favorite food, or the fact that Callum broke his arm when he was 8. Good writing is all about knowing your absolute truth and sticking with it. It's about knowing the very core of your characters, knowing their souls, or the lack thereof. If the story is really yours, no one will be able to shake you from fulfilling your character's destinies, whether or not they are a little controversial.
And what about Luther? What's tucked away with him?
Well, the guy's been around over 100 years. Of course, he's got some skeletons. Most of them, you know, being the literal skeletons of the people he's, you know, sucked dry. I think when it comes to Luther, people just have to accept that there are a lot of things they'll never know.
Well, I think you've certainly proved that here tonight. Now, when it comes to endings like this, does it take you some time to come to a decision so final?
I'd never take a decision to kill off a character lightly, if that's what you're getting at.
No.
You sound suspicious.
Well, you've left quite the body count the past 5 years, Warren.
Sure, that's to be expected with a show like this. When you're fighting vampires and other creatures of the night, everything's a matter of life and death. I never wanted to pretend like the Rainier's life wouldn't come with significant collateral damage.
But we're not talking about someone on the peripheral this time. We're talking about Callum Rainier himself. This is serious.
Yeah, it is. But I thought we needed a moment to refocus and really get back to our core values.
Core values? Are you saying you feel like you left them behind?
Oh, man. Jocelyn, you are walking me right to the point where I put my foot in my mouth.
Tread carefully.
I love our fans. I think Bloodlines is truly blessed with some of the best fans in the world.
Warren, you can't be leading up to a but in this statement, can you?
This is the part where I'm really going to try to keep from f***ing up. I love our fans, and I love how much they love our characters. I think human beings are complicated, and we're showing some of the worst parts of people on screen. I mean, like you said, the show has a body count that just doesn't stop increasing, right?
I asked the graphics team if we could get an in memoriam reel for this episode, and they told me we'd take up the entire show.
Exactly. People die constantly as a side effect of the lives of Bex and Callum. And that's saying nothing of the people we don't see. The people they don't get a chance to save. I mean, we are not keeping an eye on every vamp, you know? We are not even always keeping an eye on Luther.
Funny you bring him up. Was there a reason Callum's killer had to be everyone's favorite baddie?
Look, I know we love him. Cameron's amazing at making you feel exactly what Luther wants you to feel.
Hot under the collar.
Charmed, intrigued, and sure, a little hot and bothered.
I just don't think any of us saw the betrayal coming.
Then we did our job. Bex didn't see it either, did she? But you see it in Callum's eyes the moment he's free of his possession. Why is Luther here? Why are we trusting him? The guy's evil. He says it all the time.
So you're saying that Bex and all us fangirls, we're seeing something that isn't there?
I'm saying you're seeing exactly what Luther wants you to see. Calculated vulnerability. Manipulation. Luther wants to live as many days as he can and wants to live them dangerously. Convincing a hunter to trust him with the life of her closest loved one? That's the Holy Grail.
And getting the audience to trust him too.
Well, that's mine, I suppose.
So, you wanted us to love Luther just so you could break our hearts? You're a cruel, cruel man, Warren Young.
I don't think cruel is the right word.
You just had one of the most beloved characters of your franchise killed off by the most popular bad boy with a heart of gold the show has. Fangirls across the nation are tearing posters of Luther off their walls and crying into their Callum pillowcases. What word would you use instead?
Realistic, maybe?
Warren, Bloodlines is about vampires and the long-suffering ancient order that hunts them down. I'm not sure anyone is expecting realistic here.
I think the exact opposite is true, Jocelyn. I think it's amazing that people love these characters, that they love Luther. The fact that people watching can tap into someone as complicated and full of gray areas as Luther and find something to love about him, something to connect with, that's amazing. What happened tonight should just increase that.
Murder, should increase our love.
You do love to paint me into a corner on this show, don't you?
I'm just following your lead here, Warren. I wouldn't have a job if it weren't for you.
That's true. And yet, somehow, every time I'm on this couch, I can't remember how I got here.
For now, you were telling us about how murder should make us more attracted to a man.
What I mean is, this choice lines up with everything Luther has always said he is. He's lonely. He's an outsider. He's selfish.
And?
He's not fundamentally good, the way we look at Bex and Callum. Fundamentally, he's got something dark to work through. And no matter how hard he fights it, that darkness is going to find a way to come out. That darkness inside of him, something that I think connects us to him as fans, something we might relate to a little bit. It doesn't care if Luther wants to be good or not. It's darkness. It wants to extinguish any kind of light it comes into contact with. So Luther had a chance to play the hero. And whether he wanted to or not, that darkness he battles with, that we all battle with, I think, came out and took that moment. And it's going to swallow those around him. It's going to give a little bit of darkness to Bex, too. And she's got her own battle there. But it's one we can all relate to. And, you know, I think the fangs look good on him, superficially speaking.
Boy, do they. Now, don't turn away from your screens, bloodsuckers. When we come back, it's my exclusive interview with our fan fiction contest winner, Kat Wright. You're not going to want to miss this.
This episode of Behind the Screams was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Casterline Villar as Bex, Dallas Seeker as Luther, Torian Brackett as Callum, Madison Garris as Jocelyn, and Alex Bankier as Warren. Sound design for Bloodlines was by Alexander Tandon, and sound design for the in-studio scenes was by Newton Shottlecotty. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at @ThatVampShow or join us on our website at tandemproductions.com.